walking in the wisdom of God or the intellect of Satan. You choose. By Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Knowledge comes from two sources only, Satan or God. The very first sin man ever committed was choosing the wrong source. Adam and Eve chose knowledge from the tree of good and evil in disobedience to God's command to eat from the tree of life. To eat from the tree of life means you are fed wisdom straight from the mind of Christ. You eat, digest, and mature on His words. What we hunger for, we become. The intellect of man, on the other hand, plans and schemes on how to accomplish their own life course. They concentrate on money matters, family, health issues, etc., all based on the latest findings of research and technology led by Satan and the imperfect race of Adamic descendants he works through. How bright is that? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through 19. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. Far more accurate are the actions of one that meditates on the Word of God, listens to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and surrounds themselves with godly people that do likewise. Man was created with a natural mind to process information and a free will to act on that data. Our minds are like computers. They are only as proficient as the source that programs them. If Satan and his worldly intellect is our programmer, then our actions will be both good and evil, with flaws that will not allow us to function successfully in God's environment. Our mental infrastructure will be faulty, causing breaches or breaks of God's spiritual laws, and on the day we stand before His throne for judgment, the greatest penetration test and audit in the history of man will be performed. Will we pass? Perhaps a good risk analysis would be apropos before that day arrives, if we want to make sure we are secure and are in line with the policy of the Almighty. Satan's world and people. Satan's world has evolved into the culture we see around us today. All has been conceived, constructed, and maintained through his intellect. Unfortunately, our thinking and mindsets, desires in life, and in fact, our whole soulish being is quite comfortable in Satan's environment. We, for the most part, see things exactly his way. Life is observed through the eyes of our soul man, and our minds are trained from infancy on the information Eve chose for the human family. Food for thought was picked from the tree of good and evil, and we were nourished by this fruit into the race of people that is running the planet today. Some of the things we elected to do were quite good, smart, intellectual, even seemingly godly. But remember, the source is good and evil. The intent of Satan is to kill, steal, and destroy, and he has been quite successful. He has so far, since the garden, stolen the planet from man, killed his spirit, allowed death to overcome him, and is now in the process of putting together a plan to destroy man forever. So all that mankind was given by their Creator can belong to him. Makes perfect sense to this prideful, self-serving being, as well as all that follow him, as listed in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Mankind has from the beginning in the garden been totally deceived into thinking they're in control of their own destiny. All, for the most part, have bought this lie. The church will naively argue, "I'm born again, a new creature. I belong to God." So did Adam and Eve. You see, when we are born again, like any baby, our newly born spirit is immature. Its eyes, like any infant, can only see light and darkness. It must be fed milk and then more solid food as it grows in understanding. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. What kind of person we become depends on our source of nourishment. The father of the family we're born into will provide the spiritual food we're fed. Psalm chapter 36, verses 7 through 9. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Does our family shop from the tree of good and evil, bringing false doctrines, lies, and compromising morals to our table? Are we trained to develop a taste for this food and convinced it is good? If this be the case, then our spirit man will be kept in darkness and will eventually die. Our carnal soul man will resurrect once again, and we will again be as Adam after his fall, cursed and in the image of Satan, both good and evil. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God, and put him into an open shame. God's kingdom. On the other hand, if our little spirit man is fed from the tree of life, he will develop a taste for truth. He will hunger for the Word of God. He will anxiously look forward and run to the feasts God invites His children to each year, as outlined in Leviticus chapter 23. Our spirit will grow and mature to be a chip off the old block or a part of the family tree, and one day it will produce fruit of its own. Just like Abba, Daddy. The secret of this success is, our spirit is always kept in the light of the sun. We are turned from darkness by those trained by Father to water and feed us, and we are only fed from the good news of the kingdom. As we grow and mature, the eyes of our spirit, like a baby kitten or a puppy, will begin to open. What beauty we will see through the eyes of our spirit as we gaze on Father's kingdom. Our whole life will be without sin, sickness, sorrow, and death, as we feed only from the tree of life, and all our decisions are based on knowledge from the mind of Christ. Everything will work to our good, as our spirit will be in control over our soul and body. The Word of God will be in full force to bring victory in our lives, as all the lies and traditions of man that were once a part of our carnal soulish life will not be there to defeat us. Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Light dispels darkness for the children of the light, and so there is only love, peace, and joy. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Closing remarks. So in closing, let us sum up this blast by saying, there are two different ways we can look at life. We can look through the eyes of discernment and allow our spirits to assess life based on knowledge from the tree of life. Or we can continue to see life through our soulish eyes and make decisions based on the world's intellect. Like Eve in the garden. It's up to us. I leave this warning. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. And it says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Truth is knowledge from the tree of life. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and will continue to feed from the tree of good and evil. Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, eyes of the soul, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. This is the lie.